On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Nicola Everett.
Paul McCartney's former wife, Heather Mills, says she's part of a group which has received the highest media libel settlement in UK legal history. It's over phone hacking allegations against the now defunct News of the World tabloid. She and her sister Fiona got an apology at the High Court from News Group newspapers after settling both their cases. The businesswoman spoke outside the High Court in London.
This criminal activity and collusion, the evidence for which is extensive, has had an extremely detrimental impact on my personal life and that of my family.
KMFM News.
A Kent MP who's a former defence secretary says whoever leaked sensitive diplomatic messages from the British ambassador in America should face prosecution. The memos revealed Sir Kim Darroch described the Trump administration as inept. The US president says the diplomat has not served the UK well. Sir Michael Fallon, who represents Sevenoaks, says the leak seems to be a breach of the Official Secrets Act.
We have 200 ambassadors around the world. They are paid to report honestly on the governments that they're posted to, and if they're going to be discouraged from doing that by this material being leaked, then diplomacy is going to become much more difficult.
An actor who's the voice of Spider-Man in a video game has criticised Disney for not allowing a picture of the superhero to be put on the gravestone of a four-year-old boy from Maidstone. Ollie Jones died in December from a rare genetic disease, and an appeal by his dad to use the character's image has been turned down. Yuri Lowenthal has tweeted that doing it could help kids deal with death better. Thousands of people have also signed an online petition. A 15-year-old boy has been taken to hospital after being attacked by two other teenagers at a Kent leisure centre. Police, paramedics and the air ambulance were called to the site in Larkfield on Saturday, where he suffered a head injury. Meantime, a man's been flown to hospital with serious injuries following a crash in Tunbridge Wells. Firefighters had to remove the roof of the car he was in after it collided with an HGV on St John's Road this morning.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Staff at a Kent-based charity have praised the work of prisoners who are helping them tackle food poverty.
We really value the work they do here. I mean, there are a lot of fair shares that operate without them, but I feel like we wouldn't be able to be as efficient and well working without them. We've got a really good team at the moment. I think, yeah, without them, we wouldn't be able to be anywhere near as on top of things and efficient and supply to nearly as many charities.
That's Leanne Crust, who's the manager of Fair Share Kent's warehouse in Ashford. A group of inmates from Sheppey's Stamford Hill put in 9-hour shifts there 5 days a week. Last year, the charity provided 314 tonnes of food donated by supermarkets to 157 charities that help those most in need across the county. It's thought plans for a recycling centre on an industrial estate outside of Canterbury will be given the go ahead later this week. East Kent Recycling Limited want to redevelop a building in Aylsham into a waste disposal site to deal with around 45,000 tonnes of rubbish each year. Around 80 HGVs would be expected to visit every day, and it would operate 24 hours on weekdays. A campaign's encouraging parents to get involved in online gaming with their children, as a report today says more than 80% of kids now do it. Internet Matters has found the top concerns for mums and dads are strangers contacting their children, addiction and sharing personal data. Carolyn Bunting's from the online safety organisation. She says gaming can have lots of benefits too.
Parents really believe their children are learning strategy skills, that they're learning how to work as a team, that they're being creative, that they're finding solutions to problems.
Adele lives in Dover. Her daughter plays online games, so she also decided to get involved.
I just thought, you know, I'm just going to see what this is all about. Because it is such a big industry and it takes up so much of our life, I decided to try and have a go.
And in showbiz, the first three acts to appear on an all-star X Factor have been revealed. Louis Walsh says Leona Lewis, Alexandra Burke and Shane Ward will compete on the celebrity version of the show. He also says Nicole Scherzinger will join him and Simon Cowell on the judging panel.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Well, it's a big day of action at Wimbledon with all of the last 16 ties in the men's and women's singles being played. Britain's Johanna Konta, Rafael Nadal and 15-year-old star Corey Goff are among those in action today. And in cricket, England's women will have to win all of their remaining matches if they're to win the Ashes after being thrashed by Australia at Canterbury. They were beaten by 194 runs to make it 3 defeats from 3 in the one-day internationals. Captain Heather Knight spoke afterwards about their performance.
Not good enough. I think it's obviously very tough to take. There's a lot of girls hurting in that dressing room. I thought Australia bowled very well. They came at so hard and we didn't really have an answer to that. And for whatever reason, we haven't started how we want to with the bat.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.